and welcome to the Psych in Business podcast, where we highlight the integration of psychology and psychological principles into the world of business and organizations. I'm your host, Dr. Ernest Wade. Okay, so today we're going to go back to talking about team effectiveness models, and I want to talk specifically about the Korn Ferry T7 model today. Now, much like the Hackman model of team effectiveness model, this T7 model has both internal factors and external factors that they believe contribute to team effectiveness. This model has five internal factors, namely thrust, which speaks to having a common purpose or a team goal, trust, which is really speaking to trust in each other as teammates, talent, which speaks to the skills of each member as well as the combined team members in their ability to accomplish designed or their selected goals or that common purpose. Teaming skills, which is really the ability of the team to function and operate effectively as a team. And then the last internal one is task skills, which is speaking to the ability of the team to get the work done. Now, in addition to these five internal factors, there are also two external factors, which are the team leadership fit, which really speaks to how well the team leader is able to lead, support, and fulfill the needs of the team members, and then team support from the organization, which is talking about how well the organizational leadership supports and enables the team in the performance of its duties. Now, before we dive into each of these, it's important to know that the T7 team effectiveness model was actually researched and developed by Korn Ferry. It's actually credited specifically to Lombardi and Eichinger in 1995, and Korn Ferry developed this model to represent the key factors that they believe influence the performance of work teams. Now, if you're not familiar with Korn Ferry, they are a global organizational consulting firm that are well known and well respected. And they use this model to help evaluate and improve the effectiveness of teams within organizations. So it's pretty widely used. The model is also supposed to be adaptable and tailored to specific needs of a team, but I haven't actually used this model, so I can't speak to that. Okay, so let's get into it. Now, the first of the factors is thrust, which, as we said before, refers to the team's common purpose or the team's goal. Thrust is actually split into three dimensions. The first one is thrust management, which refers to the team's ability to transfer that shared purpose and goals into some sort of clear and actionable plan. So here we're basically talking about developing a way to achieve your goals. You need to actually collectively figure out a way to achieve it. So this involves doing things like setting priorities, identifying roles and responsibilities, and so on. We're talking about the logistics part of the team. The next one is thrust clarity, and this refers to effective communication around the team functioning, team effectiveness, and just basically the team. Third dimension is thrust commitment, and this is speaking to the willingness of each team member to work together as a team to achieve the goal, having that shared ownership and shared responsibility. Now, the next factor is trust, which here we're talking about trust in each other as teammates, and it's also divided into three dimensions. The first one is trust in truthful communication. And here we're talking about things like psychological safety, being able to have open and honest communications, sharing information and ideas, and basically giving and accepting feedback in a respectful way. The second dimension is trust in actions. And here we're talking about following through with your actions, being able to trust that people will do what they say they're going to do. People need to be reliable and accountable for their actions. The third dimension is trust inside the team. And here we're talking about support and inclusive culture, creating that culture that values diversity and individuality. Now, the third factor we'll talk about is the talent factor, which basically represents the skills of each and the combined team members to accomplish the assigned or the selected goal or that common purpose. And this has two dimensions. The first one is talent acquisition and enhancement. Here we're basically talking about attracting, developing, and retaining talent, and involves things like learning and development. The next dimension is talent allocation and deployment. Here, we want to make sure that you basically have the right people in the right positions at the right time to set them and the team up for success. You really want to make sure that you're giving everyone the opportunity to do their best work. The next one we'll talk about is the teaming factor, which is actually the ability to function and operate effectively as a team. And this has six dimensions, so we'll go through them briefly. The first dimension is resource management. And here we're talking about things like budget, monitoring, and monitoring progress of the overall team and its activities. The next dimension is team learning. Learning from their experiences and adapting to changes through things like continuous improvement. The next one is decision making. How does the team make the best quality decisions that are data driven and that are supported by all? Conflict management. Every team has conflict. How do they manage and resolve disputes? Team atmosphere. Here we're basically talking about mood and morale. And the last dimension is managing process. How do you plan, execute, and evaluate your work? Okay, so the last of the internal factors is task skills, which is the ability to get the work done. Now, this is divided into four dimensions. The first one is focusing. How do you avoid distractions and stay on task? The next one is assignment flexibility. How are you able to adapt and be responsive to the needs of the environment as things change, as they always do? The next one is measurement. How do you track and evaluate progress of individuals and of the team? And the last one is delivering the goods. How do you make sure that you're actually achieving results? Now, while I have never actually used this model, there does seem to be some repetition in the internal factors and dimensions. For example, there doesn't seem to me to be too much between something like team atmosphere and teaming and trust inside of the team in the trust factor. But perhaps that's because most of these really rely on each other and don't really function in isolation. None of these are independent of each other. So as I said, I've not used this model before, so I can't really speak to how well it works in practice. Now, as I mentioned, there are also two external factors. And the last two are namely team leadership fit. And this is where we talked about how well the team leader is able to lead, support, and fulfill the needs of team members. This leader will have to promote the internal factors like trust and teaming. Team support from the organization is the last external factor. This is really very important because we're talking about how well does the organizational leadership support and enable the team in the performance of its duties. This is really important for things like resource management, flexibility, allocation, and deployment. Okay, so another model for you to consider. Certainly a lot of factors and dimensions in this one, and a lot to think about. I hope this has been helpful, and I hope you join us again. We'll be right back.